You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Everyone, isn't it?
I know.
I tried to keep them light. Today's a wonderful solemnity in the church, solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. And we have many names for this solemnity, this celebration that we come together and celebrate here so often, right? One of them is the memorial sacrifice. Memorial sacrifice, the sacrifice recounting the memory of Christ's death and resurrection, and in many ways, the memories that each one of us bring here. I've brought my bags packed because I'm heading out, right? This is probably one of the last Masses. I know I've got a couple towards the end of the summer, but this is really it. It's my last official weekend here at Immaculate Conception Parish, and I've got my bags packed, but not packed with clothes or anything like that, but with memories. Memories. And I have my trusty assistants ready. So, let's go through a few memories, shall we? All right, first one. This one's always tricky to get out and even worse to get back in. But here, you want to pull the end of that? All right, whoa. All right, you got that end? Almost. This is up. All right, here, you want to hold that end? Got it? That's going to take all three. It's pretty heavy, isn't it? Full. Okay, so this is a tapestry. A tapestry that I know that I've brought in. It usually hangs in our seminary in St. Louis, Resurrection Seminary, where I've lived for the last 9 years. And on it, it really to me is an image that's just wonderful for us today. The image of Christ appearing to his disciples at the end of their whole journey to Emmaus, and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And their memory is renewed in the breaking of the bread. I hope that in my 3 years here, first as a deacon and then a couple years now as a priest, that we've been able to break open not only the bread, but something of that resurrectionist spirituality that this image is for me. I know I brought it in one time. I believe it was for Easter Sunday. So some may see it. It may seem familiar to a few. All right, I think we can set it down now. You guys are getting tuckered out. We've got more memories. It's a little heavy, I know, right? It's well made. All right. While they get that up, I've got a few more memories in here. Let's see. I know I did some fishing with a few folks around, or if I didn't, I shared a few stories, right? Got my fly fishing rod there. Great catch. Definitely maybe in a homily or two, got to share a story. And some may have just seen me wearing my hat around just to keep the cold off my increasingly bald head. All right, you guys can set those down. I see why. Oh! Dared me to insert a football into a homily one time. This makes twice. Been amazing memories with ICY. I wish I would have had more time to be able to spend with them, but just a great community within our larger community here. And of course, St. Louis is nothing but if it's not a baseball town, right? And you've been incredibly hospitable to me, a Cubs fan in Cardinal country. Thank you. I'm not going to sing it again, but I just love that image of God having the whole world in his hands. You ready? All right. Still, no one has reminded me of what this was for. I can't help but think that it was to wake up the 7 a.m. crowd, but maybe an all-school mass or a school mass, I know that I used this in a homily at some point. to get things going, but anyway, it was a homily prop. It was to wake everyone up at a school mass. All right, excellent. All right, so that's one bag of memories, two bags of memories down. This one's, it's small, but it's dense, right? having learned from Father Steve the art of beer making and drinking, I had to bring this. I had the pleasure of being able to share some beers for the dinner auction for ICS. It's been one of those things that I was pleased to share here in the community and to brew with a few folks in the community here. Gentle. Oh, there's more. Let's see. Okay. We've covered this today, but if you were listening to the readings, right, aren't you glad that we've moved from baptismal waters, or like moved to baptismal waters and not the blood of goats and calves and lambs and what have you? All right. So I'm going to Washington, D.C. That's where I'll be moving to. And I'm going there to study at Catholic University of America, to study the Bible, to work on a doctorate in sacred scripture. So I had to bring that with as sort of a memory of what I've been working for among you, and also to be able to have been blessed to break open among you the Word of God in our midst, both here, Sunday celebrations, weekday celebrations, Bible studies, and that sort of thing. It's been a real honor and my privilege to do that. Good catch. Along the way, I've also been studying some Hebrew to prepare for the doctoral studies, so that's another one of those ninja skills. And Greek. Still working on that one. I got a test on Monday. These guys are pros, I tell ya. I know last summer I wasn't around as much because I had made my way over for ministry to the Congregation of the Resurrection in Rome. So I had to bring with me my trusty Italian dictionary as part of that whole memory that I've had while being here in your midst and having been away. This saved me a few times there and continues to be an important learning crutch for me as my Italian is rather poor. All right. Other memories. I know that I've shared a memory or two about running a marathon and the things that I've learned along the way in my running ventures, right? Some may recall those. Thank you for your patience as I shared something in those stories from time to time, just of how it's been really a spiritual journey for me. It's a model of a spiritual journey for me. So thank you. Who was the last to... All right. We're getting down to the end, but there's still plenty to go. Latin dictionary. So it was not my best language, but I know that I enjoyed Laetare and Gaudete Sundays here, and being able to translate Gaudete especially as simply, all y'all rejoice. One of those wonderful words from our tradition, right? I definitely had the opportunity to share a story or two about my family. It's a picture of my family there, most of them. Now, we've been added to along the way. I know I've shared a story or two along the way about my nephew. So that's him when he was an infant. He's getting all grown up now. He's walking and talking and thinking more than he should. And I don't have a picture of my new niece who's still not even yet a month old. But I know that I've shared stories along the way about them, and especially of my folks and some of the examples that they've been, because for all of us, aren't our folks models along the way. And so I've got my mom, the nurse, right? I think of her and always have my ibuprofen and bandages ready whenever I travel, because I just never know. Or my dad with us this morning. I threatened to have him stand, but I won't do that. But he's been here working in our house in St. Louis, a carpenter. by trade. Many lessons that I've learned from him, some of which I've been able to share with you along the way. All right. Oh, we're getting down to the end. The Cardinals. I had to recant a homily thinking that they had been eliminated last year. Sometime in August, I think, was when the homily was given. Thinking it looked desperate, they didn't have a chance. And just a few months later, I had to change my tune. Amazing, an amazing experience. I gotta say, as a Cubs fan, it was an amazing experience on a spiritual level to see that team turn around. It was phenomenal, right? And so I know I've shared other stories from papers along the way, too. I brought in a newspaper here and there, and I thought, well, I'll just pick up the paper and say, yeah, this is one of those memories that I have of my time here. But I couldn't help yesterday but think maybe I'll be some help to the Cards when I saw the cover of the sports section and it just said lethargic loss yesterday. And then they won after giving the homily last night. So I don't know. I'll do my best to keep the Cards in prayer. Was it here that I pulled out Tom Petty? Was it? Did I play here? The Waiting. Right? Maybe on occasion I played another song that I appreciated here and there, right? But I really enjoy music. I've always enjoyed music. Since I was a kid, I always said, music is my caffeine. That, now it's coffee, but then it got me going. It still does. And this is one of those tracks that I just couldn't help. Oh, it's going to do it to me again. Oh, it's alive. Had to share it.
Yes, I understand that every life must end on. So as we sit alone, I know someday we must go on. Yeah, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks, they have one, yeah, others, they have none. Stay with me, let's just breathe.
Every time I hear that song, I can't help but think, if Christ were here in our midst today, that hymn that they sang at the end of that first Eucharist would be something like that song from Pearl Jam. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song that captures so much of what it is that we're always about. When we gather here to celebrate this memorial sacrifice, this memory of Christ's death and resurrection, that we, every one of us, could fill these bags and more with our own memories, good, bad, indifferent, amazing, we could fill bags and bags with memories of our lives, and that's what we do every time we come here. That's what we do. We are a priestly people. We offer ourselves as the body of Christ living today. We come here with all that we are in bread and wine. We offer, yes, bread and wine, but our very selves. Every one of us. That is an ancient, ancient practice. One that we heard of in that story of Moses. One that we heard again in the letter to the Hebrews. This most ancient practice, perfected in Christ, continues in us, who are called to offer our own memories, our own sacrifices, whatever they may be, here on this altar as often as we gather. And the amazing thing, the wonderful thing, the truly awe-inspiring thing is that what we offer is given over to God, taken up by Christ, given over to God, and the promise that we have here is that it's returned to us. Our very selves are returned to us, made holy, invited into the very life of God in this Eucharist. And it's that word that makes more sense than any other that I can think of, Eucharist, to then describe what we're all about when we gather. It's a Greek word, has a simple meaning, thanksgiving. What else can we say? What else can we say to God for what is done for us each time we gather here? And it's the word that I'd like to leave with all of you. Thanks.
We're going to have to move this stuff.